Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From oppression to fashion, how we lost the true meaning of the hijab. In many parts of the world, the hijab has journeyed from being perceived as a symbol of oppression to being celebrated as a fashion statement. Yet in the process of defending the hijab from stereotypes and reclaiming its dignity, many Muslims have unintentionally diluted its true Islamic essence. This article explores the evolution of the hijab's perception from rejection to commodification and calls us to return to its true purpose, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hijab as oppression. In the modern Western imagination, the hijab has often been viewed through a secular and orientalist lens. It is seen as incompatible with liberal ideas of freedom and gender equality. Media narratives frequently equated the veil with subjugation, erasing the voices of the women who chose it as an act of faith. This perception was reinforced by state policies across Europe, where the hijab became a site of legal contestation. France banned religious symbols in public schools in 2004 and face veils in 2010, claiming to preserve laïcité, secularism. In 2024, the French Senate voted to prohibit the hijab in all sports competitions. Across Europe and parts of North America, Muslim women report discrimination in workplaces, education, and public life simply for wearing a visible expression of their faith. This verbal and physical war against the hijab has not only limited Muslim women's rights, but also framed their religious practice as inherently problematic. The result has been a climate where the hijab is either stigmatized or increasingly misunderstood. The Quranic purpose. The hijab will always remain an explicit command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Its essence lies not in politics or aesthetics, but in spirituality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ.
And tell the believing women to lower their gaze and guard their chastity, and not to display the adornment except what is apparent thereof, and to draw their veils over their chests. Surah An-Nur, verse 31. And again,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ وَبَنَاتِكَ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنَّ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَنْ يُعْرَفْنَ فَلَا يُؤْذَيْنَ.
O Prophet, tell your wives and your daughters and the believing women to draw their outer garments around them, that is better so that they may be recognized and not harmed. Surah Al-Ahzab, verse 59. These verses emphasize modesty, chastity, and public dignity. The hijab serves as both protection and identification. It is a sign of faith and virtue, not fashion or rebellion. When these verses were revealed, the women of Medina responded immediately. Aisha radiallahu anha narrated,
يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ نِسَاءَ الْمُهَاجِرَاتِ الْأَوَّلَ لَمَّا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ شَقَقْنَ مُرُوطَهُنَّ فَاخْتَمَرْنَ بِهَا.
May Allah have mercy on the first women of the Muhajirin. When Allah revealed, and to draw their veils over their bosoms, they tore their garments and covered themselves with them. Sahih al-Bukhari. Their swift obedience reflected pure faith and submission. The hijab was not a cultural norm or a social trend. It was an act of love and servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rise of modest fashion. In recent years, global perceptions of the hijab have shifted dramatically. What was once vilified is now marketed. According to the Global Islamic Economy Report 2023, Muslim consumer spending on clothing and footwear surpassed $313 billion, with the modest fashion industry valued at approximately $91 billion in 2024, and projected to reach $146 billion by 2033. Source Business Research Insights 2024. Mainstream brands such as Nike, Adidas and Uniqlo have introduced modest collections. Muslim brands like Houthi Hijab, Veiled Collection and Modernisa have gained global recognition. This visibility has undoubtedly had some positive effects, for example, making modest clothing more accessible to young Muslims. However, with this visibility comes a subtle shift from modesty as submission to modesty as self-expression. The shift from worship to display. In the rush to normalize and beautify the hijab, its spiritual core risks have been overshadowed. The hijab, which was revealed to reduce public attention, is increasingly styled to attract it. Fabrics become more revealing and outfits more tailored, and the line between modest and glamorous grows thinner. The Prophet ﷺ warned,
صنفاني من أهل النار لم أرهما قوم معهم صيات كأذناب البقر يضربون بها الناس ونساء كاسيات عاريات مميلات مائلات رؤوسهن كأسنمة البخت المائلة لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها.
There are two categories of the people of hell that I have not yet seen. Women who are clothed yet naked, walking with an enticing gait, and their heads like the humps of camels, they will not enter paradise, not even smell its fragrance. Sahih Bukhari 2128. While this hadith is not a condemnation of beauty or care in appearance, it is a reminder that modesty must not be compromised for the sake of fashion or visibility. When hijab becomes a trend, its real purpose, humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can be lost. The commercialization of worship. The commodification of modesty represents another challenge. When modest fashion becomes an industry, spiritual practices risk being reduced to marketing strategies. Hijab is no longer introduced as a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as an accessory, a lifestyle product, a brand identity. Influencer culture amplifies this issue. Many creators, though well-intentioned, promote a performative version of modesty designed for social media consumption. As a result, hijab becomes content curated for engagement rather than worn for devotion. This calls for sincere self-reflection. Are we wearing the hijab for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure or for societal approval? Are we practicing modesty or performing it? Recentering the hijab. The purpose of hijab is not to impress, but to express submission. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us,
وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَٰلِكَ خَيْرٌ
and the clothing of righteousness, that is best. Surah Al-A'raf, verse 26. True modesty is not measured by fabric or followers, but by taqwa. Hijab should cultivate humility, not vanity, spiritual beauty, not worldly admiration. Muslim women are not forbidden from being fashionable or professional. Islam encourages cleanliness, dignity, and self-respect. But fashion should serve faith, not the other way around. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Sumayya bint Khayyat. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.